Elvira Newman told the court that she couldn't understand how her son Dale and his wife Lalani let her granddaughter die without calling a doctor.
We felt we were a Christian family and we would never think that they would do that. And it would make me, I don't know how I could watch either one of my children die.
Newman's mother took the stand after prosecutors played a videotaped interview he conducted with police the day 11-year-old Madeline Kara succumbed to diabetes. In the tape, Newman said he and his wife Lalani never called a doctor because it was, quote, a trial of our faith, that, quote, if the Lord takes her breath away, that's between her and the Lord, and that, quote, sickness is a result of sin. Dr. Joseph Monaco, a pediatrician who examined Kara at the hospital, said her last days with advanced diabetes would have been miserable.
You would feel that you had total body heartburn. You just do not feel well. You can be very dizzy. The children will have headaches, they will have stomach aches, they will have blurred vision.
They should be feeling some burning throughout the body.
Patients don't tell you that.
Newman's attorney, Jay Cronenwetter, questioned if traditional treatment for advanced diabetes would have worked with Kara, telling jurors earlier that he believes their procedures may have hastened her death if they had been called. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.